Welcome. And if you're just joining us, so today we're going to talk about, as I mentioned, joy. And joy, if you are familiar with heart practices, sympathetic joy is one of the heart practices in the mindfulness world and in Buddhism, the Brahma Viharas. And it's interesting. I think joy is maybe one of the heart practices that I have spent probably the least amount of time with in my own personal practice. But right now, I have been feeling so connected to it, and it really inspired me to talk about it today in our class. And I want to start by sharing my screen. Can you all see this image? Yep. Okay, cool. So, as you look at these images, and for those listening to the recording, there are 10 different images on the screen. I'd love to hear in the chat what image evokes joy for you. And maybe there are many, but think about what's maybe the one that evokes the most for you right now. Let me open the chat. We see number 3, 8, 7, 8, 2, 2, 8, 1. Okay, great. I love seeing the variety, right? It's so interesting to also just see how we're all connecting to joy. And so then the next question is, how do you know joy is here? Like, what are you sensing when you look at that image, whatever, if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up to 10, whatever you marked. How do you know that joy is present? What are the physical sensations or thoughts that go through your head? Oh, relief, makes me smile, sharing, spirit lifts, feel relaxed, makes me happy for the people in the picture. I feel it in my eyes, not just in my mouth and cheeks. Yeah. Warmth. Yeah, I can feel like my heart smile, right? Open, welcoming, simplicity, lightness. Makes me happy. Yeah, and when you say it makes me happy, like, what does that mean? Right? Is there a bounce in your step? Someone said heat. They're laughing and enjoying a moment, which reminds me of how I feel laughing with friends over a cup of coffee or a snack. Yeah. Sometimes I smile and chuckle softly to myself. Love that. Fullness, boundless happiness beyond whatever surrounds you. Beautiful. Yeah, so feel free to keep sharing in the chat. I'm going to stop sh sharing my screen so I can see all of your lovely faces. Right, so like joy has this ability to make us feel all of these sensations, right? And as I mentioned before our arrival practice, I'm noticing how much joy feels present with the World Cup. You know, I am. Wouldn't call myself a big sports fan, but I have always loved the World Cup. And what I've always loved about it, and every World Cup, I just feel like I connect to it even more, but is the sense of community and connection and globalness. It actually kind of brings tears to my eyes as I'm talking about it, and joy and pride and culture and heritage, and it's just so beautiful. right? It really is so beautiful, even with the complicated maybe beliefs or stories or thoughts about FIFA as an organization, or and all the other intricacies of visas and how America has treated certain, like there's a lot of that there too, right? And so I just want to acknowledge that. But really focusing on this joyful aspect, this aspect that, I was biking down the street and seeing people wearing Senegal uniform and smiling and dancing and just feeling that like joy from them and their excitement of the game that was happening later today, which, happened a few hours ago. And so I thought that this was just a really beautiful topic because depending on where you live in the world, maybe your city is also hosting a World Cup game. I'm here in Seattle, so that's happening here. It's happening in a lot of different cities in the US and Canada and Mexico, or maybe you're from somewhere else in the world that has hosted the World Cup before, or maybe you're just a big fan. Yeah, Olympics are very much very similar in that same vein. And but there's something about the World Cup to me that feels different than the Olympics. And for me, it's again just savoring this aspect of joy. And one of the things that's really interesting about joy is that it's not about getting, and I think Western culture, I think we think like, oh, when I get something that I want, I'll be happy, I'll be joyful. But the way that joy is talked about within the mindfulness world is really joy is not about getting what you want or getting your way, but really, joy is this energy, it's this capacity, it's this heart practice that actually gives us like more energy, capacity, and resiliency to keep going, to keep taking our next step in life. So it's really unattached from the outcomes, from getting that thing. It's this felt sense that all of us just named that we connected to by looking at these photos of joy. And I have a teacher in the Buddhist tradition, in the insight tradition, Thwairi Sala, who says that joy is always available and there's endless amounts of it. And yet, I think we can get into, especially in the Western world, this mindset that there's just a finite amount of joy, right? Like, oh, well, if they're joyful, then I can't be joyful. Or I want to be joyful, but like when am I going to feel joyful? I need to get that job, or I need to get that house, or have that relationship, or have this perfect setup, and then I'll be happy, and then I'll be joyful. But again, joy, the true definition when we talk about it from this sympathetic lens, this joy is not about us achieving something. It's about us connecting to this felt sense. And so joy can be sometimes really hard to connect with, right? We're talking about how easy it is right now with all the World Cup energy and learning about these teams that have worked so hard to get to this stage, and maybe their country hasn't gotten to the World Cup in like the last 20 years or ever, or learning about these players and what they've gone through to get to this point, right? There's so much resiliency and joy that we can take in from what we're experiencing. But it can also be sometimes really hard to connect to joy, especially when we're thinking about the world we live in, when there's a lot of grief, when there's a lot of anxiety, when there's a lot of hardship. It can be really hard to think about how do I connect to joy? And I know for me, when I was back in 2010, I was diagnosed with cancer and I was going through chemotherapy. And at the same time, I had just lost my mom. So there was a lot of grief and heartache and hardship going on in my life. And joy felt really impossible to feel. It was like, how can I feel joyful? It was just like I was reaching for something that was just not even there. Like it did not even feel like it could be part of my vocabulary. And so I just want to name that because I think we all want to feel joy. We all want to feel these beautiful, positive emotions, but sometimes it can feel really hard to get there. And I remember there was specifically this one day where I think I was heading to treatment or I was meeting a friend and I was getting on the bus. And again, just feeling really depressed, having a really hard time in my life. And I remember getting on the bus. I was in New York City at the time, that's where I was born and raised. And I get on the bus and I smile at the bus driver, like kind of faking it, right? Faking it to make it, because inside I was feeling hollow, I was feeling sad, I was feeling depressed. But I smiled at the bus driver and I said, "You know, how are you today?" And I remember so vividly his like eyes look back at me like, "Wow, like, you know, thank you for pausing and looking at me in the eyes and saying this." And he smiled back at me and said, like, "I'm great. How are you?" And it felt so genuine and it was so little, but it was in that moment that I felt like 1% amount of joy. And I remember viscerally just feeling it in my heart and being like, "Oh, that's what joy feels like. It's not my joy, but I can feel his joy. I can feel his joy, and his joy is giving me joy." And again, it was just like that 1%, but it felt so impactful and has stayed with me for over 15 years and reminded me, really taught me that even in these hard and these darkest moments in our life where it feels impossible to find that lightness, to find that happiness, to find the warmth that we all were just talking about, that openness, that it is still possible. It's still out there. And sometimes it's not our joy that we're feeling or cultivating, but it's other people's joy that we can savor in, that we can take time to acknowledge. Or maybe we can support others creating joy and we can partake in that. So when I think about joy, it's really this superpower because it opens us up. It opens us up to connecting to one another. It opens us up to not feeling like we're siloed in our own bubbles. But it reminds us how connected we all are, right? This joy that's so contagious. And so as I'm experiencing the World Cup these days, that contagious quality of joy is so palpable to me. And it's a reminder, like I felt the other day while I was watching Morocco and Paraguay play, like it was just this feeling of like, wow, joy's contagious, how can we keep making it contagious, right? How can we keep it going and growing? Because who knows who kind of needs some joy, right? We might be riding the bus, taking the subway, walking down the street to somebody who really needs some joy. And so, how can we also be this carrier of energy that we can take into our world and keep rippling it, keep expanding it? So, in a few moments, we're going to practice a sympathetic joy meditation. But I also wanted to just share some other like practical ways that we can think about giving and sharing and partaking in joy. And I also want to talk about some of the other blocks that kind of come up from being able to receive joy or savor joy or share in joy. And so sometimes it can be really hard to receive the joy of others because our friends' jealousy and envy or maybe greed start to come up, right? So have any of you ever experienced this in your life where maybe a friend calls you up and they're like, "Oh my God, I just got a new car," or "Wow, we just bought a new house," and they like send you their like Redfin list, and you're like, "Damn, that is a nice house. Like, I want that." And of course, there might be that like, "Oh my God, I'm so happy for you," but then there might also be this voice of like, "Damn, why isn't that happening to me? You know, why is this happening to them? I deserve this. Do they really deserve this?" And then maybe there's some like kind of competitive energy, or there's this greed of like, "I want it. I'm gonna go after it." This kind of craving that tends to happen. And when envy and jealousy and greed show up, they can typically squash the joy, right? It's like, "Oh, congratulations. Like, I'm so happy for you." But maybe, like, deep down, you're not feeling those like warm and spacious and light and bouncy feelings, right? That we just named a few minutes ago. You might be feeling like tension or like nausea or anger or heat and heaviness start to build. Those are some of the sensations like I notice. And so those can be squashers of, yeah, eye rolls. Yeah, love it. Right? Those can be thieves of joy. And so we don't want to shame ourselves if we have those reactions because it's very human. It's very normal if it comes up. But we can learn how to be with those feelings in maybe more skillful ways, right? That maybe when jealousy comes up, we can note it like, "Oh, there's some jealousy here," right? Can we kindly just note it? And then we have that choice point when we note it like, "Okay, do I want to simmer in the jealousy, simmer in the envy, simmer in the comparison game, because then that can like really start spiraling me out? Or do I want to take a moment to like maybe offer that little bit of ouch, some compassion, some self-compassion? Like, it's okay, sweetheart, that you're feeling a little jealous. Like, I see that it's really important for you to want to buy a house one day. Or that you too could afford a nice car, or that you too could get engaged or pregnant or whatever it might be, right? Or get that relationship." So, just even taking those gentle moments to recognize the ouch, recognize that rub of envy, of jealousy that might be squashing the joy. And then that choice point arises where then you can choose, okay, can I, to the best of my ability right now, not that you need to fake it, but to the best of my ability, can I share that joy with my friend? Right? And then what starts to happen? And sometimes we can't force it. It's not about, again, forcing or an overriding our present moment experience, but it's instead, you know, tilting us, attuning us to cultivating that joy, to being in the giving and the receiving of that joy. When one of my girlfriends, this was years ago, told me they bought their house, and I saw it, and I was like, and you know, she sent me the Redfin list, and I was like, oh my God, that's a beautiful view, and wow, how much space, and like, right, my mind started to compare to our home and all of the kind of spiraling out that happened. And I had to take that moment to give myself, like, okay, you care, right? You care about these things. And then I tried to get even more curious of, like, what am I really jealous about? You know, what's the story that my mind is telling me right now? And I took that time to get curious, right? To bring mindfulness, not just cultivating in our meditation practice, but to bring mindfulness into our everyday life, to get curious with myself as I gently explore, like, huh, what's coming up here? Right? To learn what's here. And that learning, that getting curious, like, allowed me to again have some more space to recognize, like, wow, I'm not really, I'm jealous, sure, but I'm more so like inspired. I'm really inspired at my friend of like how hard she works and realizing, wow, her and her husband are like really good teammates and they're on the same page about what they wanted. And so I actually realized like what was inspiring me about what they did. So the jealousy, the envy, even though they're kind of unpleasant emotions that can again squash the joy, they're here to also be teachers. And they taught me what is actually there to inspire me. What do I maybe not have yet that I would like to have that's aspirational? Maybe that's connecting me to my values, or that's teaching me what I actually want to prioritize. So when we think about joy in our life, and again, in a few moments when we practice this, it's really normal for it even to be challenging to think about, oh, how can I be joyful for the people in my life? For some of us, it might be easy. For some of us, it might feel a little bit more nuanced or layered, difficult, challenging. And so I just want to name that, to welcome that here. If envy, if jealousy, if greed starts to come into your practice here, to know that it's normal. So some other ways that we can start to think about practicing with joy in our day-to-day is to even think about when a friend, a loved one, a coworker, maybe even a stranger on the street, if you're chatting them up, is talking to you about a positive event. Right? Sometimes we can like hear our people on a certain level, we can hear what they're saying. But can we actually get even more curious and ask them questions like, okay, so tell me about how you got that job promotion. You know, how did your manager position it? What was that conversation like? What did you feel like? Right? We can get curious when people are sharing their joy with us instead of just hearing it and saying, like, oh, wow, that's great. Right? Or if somebody, last night I was having dinner with friends and my friend started talking about her favorite kind of ice cream, this Turkish ice cream, and the way she was explaining it and articulating it, her face just filled with so much joy and her cheeks got red and her, you know, arms were gesturing and there was so much lightness. And I was like, oh my God, I want to try this ice cream. You're selling it. Right. And I like started to ask her more questions about it. Like, I was like, where do you get it? Where, like, when have you had it? What's the, you know, process like? So that I can savor in her joy even longer. Right. Instead of just hearing her story and being like, oh, wow, that's so cool. That sounds yummy. So we can make joy come more alive with one another, when we get curious, when we ask questions, when we make it fuller, not just like awesome, cool, high five, but to actually like expand it. And so I welcome you to think like in your life, maybe in this last week, or maybe even a future conversation that you're about to have with somebody, like where could you see yourself doing that? Maybe it's with a sibling updating you on something in your in their life. Maybe it's with a coworker telling you about like a presentation they just gave at work. Maybe it's with your child. Right, think about where in your life could you get a little bit more curious when someone's expressing a joyful, pleasant, positive emotion, event? And what could that be like? You know, what impact might that have then in your own life, your life with them? Yeah, Pamela.
Yeah, I often find that when someone is telling me about some good thing that happened in their life, I kind of take it as a sign that that abundance is available to me as well. And I often find too that my dream is not exactly theirs. So the view they may have might be like, oh, that's a great view. What I would really like is, and so I customize. I kind of get more in touch with my own dreams for that particular thing. Because whatever it is they have, I don't want exactly that thing, but maybe it just kind of inspires me to kind of give more thought, more energy, more creative infusion of what would that look like if I had it? You know, how would that fulfill my joy quotient?
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I love that. And I think what you're sharing highlights, there's this term called expander. I don't know if this resonates for you, but an expander is somebody who's kind of doing some version of what you'd like to be doing, and they're telling your brain, oh, it's possible. And maybe it's not the exact same thing, but like, oh, that's possible, but I want to be wearing like a red dress when I do that, you know, however it's different in your mind. But to see somebody do it is like, oh, wow, it's possible. It's out there. It's tangible. It's not just like a made up thing that's delusional in my mind. Yeah. So thank you for naming that. And that joy, it's like, to recognize like you can receive their joy, right? And that helps expand your expression of that. Yeah. Another really powerful way to practice joy is a practice that Rick Hansen, psychologist Rick Hansen, calls savoring the good, taking in the good. So some of you might have heard of this before, familiar with it. But it's just this practice that helps us build resiliency, right? Is to pause in life when there's a moment of joy or pleasantness. And it could be like a summer cherry. Like I just had the best cherry the other day. And to like pause and be with its like juicy tartness, texture, plumpness, and let myself savor that, like save it. I like to visualize like saving it to my hard drive, letting my nervous system feel that pleasant joy for like, he says, like 20, 30 seconds makes such a difference, right? So can we slow down to savor the good, save it to our hard drive, and that just helps us build our capacity for life. Right. And so, as we're noticing joy these days with the World Cup and that's all around us, and maybe in our conversations with loved ones, can we pause and just savor that joy? Like, look at our friend's face or my friend's face who was talking about the ice cream yesterday and just savor that. Like what a childlike joy she was expressing, and just to like, oh wow, that's so sweet. You can be in your mid-30s and be talking about ice cream like you're 7 years old. Like, how sweet. Right? And so where else can we be taking these moments to just savor the joy that's around us? Even if there's grief, right? Even if there's anxiety, even if there's sadness, even if there's tiredness, right? Because multiple things can be true at once. And so sometimes just allowing ourselves, as I shared with that story with the bus driver, us to experience just 1 ounce, one little bit of joy, how it can really support us having this capacity. Yeah, thank you, Morel, for saying that in the chat, right? Tying this into Diana's natural awareness practice. Yeah, because it's all around us, right? It's kind of like this energy field that we can tap into if we're paying attention. So I want to guide us in this meditation, and then afterwards, I'll open it up if there's any questions or comments. And so I welcome you to, again, find a comfortable position. You can be lying down, sitting up, eyes open or closed. Just allowing yourself to find a relaxed and comfortable posture. And I welcome you to bring to mind a friend or a loved one. And somebody that comes to mind that feels easy to bring to mind. So don't bring a challenging friend or loved one to mind. Somebody where like love and joy just flows. It could even be a pet. And bringing to mind this friend or loved one that's experiencing some joy in their life right now. So maybe they just told you they're expecting a baby. They just got a new job. They got a clean bill of health. Maybe they bought this handbag they've been dreaming about for years, whatever it is. And as you bring them to mind and bring their joy to mind, again, slowing down to just notice the sensations. Does your heart smile? Is there warmth, tingles? If you notice any flavors of envy or jealousy, or greed arise, again, knowing that's normal. Maybe gently saying to yourself, it's okay, sweetheart. I see you care. And then maybe sending some words, some phrases of sympathetic joy to this friend or loved one. And I'll offer some of the formal phrases, but feel free to also use language that feels comfortable and authentic to you. So maybe it's wishing them, may your happiness not diminish. May your good fortune continue. Just notice what it feels like to share those well wishes for them. Like, may their joy continue to flow. And maybe bringing to mind and heart a neutral person. So this is just maybe like a coworker, a neighbor, maybe somebody you ran into at the grocery store, on the bus. And not knowing necessarily what is happening or not happening in their life, but may you send them joy. May you have good fortune. May your happiness not diminish. And checking in and notice what it feels like to send this neutral person joy. Then may we bring to mind all beings. May all beings be joyful. May all beings' good fortune continue to grow. May all beings' happiness not diminish. Noticing what that feels like to share the joy with all beings. Maybe to sense into that contagious quality. The abundance that is always available. Knowing that if we ourselves ever need some joy in our life, that we can tap in. We can tap into the joy that we might see on the face of a child in the playground or eating an ice cream cone. The joy of watching friends having coffee together. Maybe the joy of bees going to the flower for nectar. Joy is always around us and inside of us. And feeling your feet on the ground. Breathing into joy. Inviting it into our hearts and our minds. And on your own time, transitioning back to our call together. As you arrive back, just gonna take a moment. Give yourself anything you need, a little stretch, a little hug, drink of water. And love to open it up to any questions or comments in our last few minutes together. You're so welcome. Yeah, I always love to kind of, this is the coach in me that always loves to think of, like, where do you want to take any nuggets that you gained from today and incorporate them into your life? So what are, said in a more eloquent way, what are some takeaways you have from today that you're inspired to integrate into your life somewhere? Yeah. I'm glad that resonates to borrow other people's joy. Yeah, and it's not taking, it's not stealing, right? There's enough there. Oh, I'm so glad that resonates, Sean. Thank you for being here. Always look for joy. Yeah. A little envious of my friends becoming grandparents and enjoying that phase of life and showing off their pictures. My grown kids don't want kids, so I have been admiring little ones on my walks, enjoying their beauty. Yeah, that's been helpful in the class, helpful perspective too. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I know sometimes people have things that we're like, damn, I want that, you know, or what would that be like if I could have that in my life? And just to recognize, okay, maybe we can't have that exact same thing, but how can we enjoy what we can from that joy, right? How can we share in that? Yeah, be more conscious of savoring small joys. Yeah. Well, in the chat, I'm going to share as we wind down our class. Feel free to keep sharing in the chat your takeaways and what you're wanting to forward. In the chat, I'll share some ways that we can stay connected. And if there's also any questions that anybody wants to come off of mute, you're more than welcome to. I think for me, I'm noticing, even though I've just felt so much grief watching the Senegal team lose, like right before hopping on to teach this class, of also how much joy can still be present with the grief, right? And just that idea of multiplicities, that we can feel many things at once, I always think is just such a helpful reminder in our world. That sounds lovely. Yeah, you're so welcome. Yeah, this practice helps to move from a place of abundance than of a place of scarcity. 100%. Yeah, and it's also really interesting because I feel like the more joyful I am, and again, not from this false positivity perspective, but the more that I'm able to savor these little things and partake in other people's joy, the more I feel like my energy gets elevated. And then people are like, what are you, I want what you're having type of a thing. And again, it's this contagious piece that it can just keep growing and growing. And it's like, what would it be like if our world was full with of more joy these days, right? We need that. Yeah. Yeah, joy emanates. Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you all for your presence and practice and attention. I will hang on for again another few minutes in case there are any other questions. And maybe some of us will go watch the US soccer game now that is currently playing.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good to see you. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for making this class what it was today.